News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than 37,000 people are now reported missing in Venezuela. This after the back-to-back earthquakes in the country. The number confirmed dead standing at 188, but unfortunately expected to rise, and some would suggest rise significantly in the coming days. Joining me now for the latest is Phil Gelman, who is GOAL's Latin American Regional Director. Phil, in these kind of instances, one of the things that is always challenging is trying to get good information, because there is so much chaos and so much disruption. Have you got a sense of what the picture looks like at this point?
Well, we have the beginnings of the information coming in. I think the major situation, as you referred to, continues to be related to search and rescue. A lot of the affected area are multi-story buildings, 10 to 15 floors. Those buildings sustained, some of those buildings, we have numbers that are reporting of up to 250 of the larger buildings have been affected in the most directly in the areas closest to the epicenter. And those, of course, require a very careful work in searching for survivors. There is a limited amount of time, of course, that you've got in order to be able to make live rescues in those circumstances. That is still very much the chief objective at this time, to try to save those who are caught in rubble and maybe can be rescued.
And what about the resources to do that? Because given the scale of the disaster, it has to be extraordinarily resource heavy, both in terms of people and equipment, to try to get to all of those trapped as quickly as possible.
Yes, it is. These are reinforced concrete buildings, so it is not light rubble that we're talking about. There has been a very large international deployment of search and rescue teams to support the efforts of the Venezuelan teams in doing this search and rescue work. That has been heartening to see, the level of solidarity being shown by the international community on this subject. Beyond the search and rescue, organizations like GOAL are involved in assessments of basic needs, trying to make sure that those who have survived this event, but who may be displaced from their homes, are sheltered, have access to water and sanitation, and basic health services. That will, of course, be an issue that requires a certain amount of sustainment as we move forward. And we are positioning to provide those kinds of services to survivors.
That's going to be a huge challenge, Phil, because obviously there is a tendency to focus on the acute problem. Understandably, there's a tendency to focus on the acute problem. But what you will have is massive displacement of people, massive cost, massive damage to infrastructure. That can take months, if not years, to rebuild, I assume.
There's no question that this is a complex situation, following on what has been a number of years of decline in the situation of the economy in the country. There already was a significant humanitarian crisis underway in Venezuela. As we've seen in the last decade or so, almost a third of the population left the country in search of better opportunities as the economy has spiraled. And so, yes, it is a complex task. We are at the moment, as I say, looking to support the survivors as they get through these early days, and then working toward best ways that we can, as an organization of our humanitarian nature, how we can make that a more livable situation going forward for those who have been affected by this disaster.
And what, if any, public supports are you calling for?
Well, you know, if anyone listening would like to support the kind of work that GOAL is doing to make sure that these basic needs are met, we would invite you to go to the GOAL's website, goalglobal.org. Basically, we are, as I said, looking to support as we can those who have been displaced, either who are in shelters that have been established by the authorities or in less formal situations in the aftermath of earthquakes of this nature, particularly in cases of larger buildings where it's not clear what the state of the building's habitability might be at this time. People are living outside, taking refuge where they can. So the efforts of organizations like GOAL are to try to make those situations livable as possible so that the disaster that has occurred is not compounded by great gaps in access to basic services and satisfying basic needs.
Phil, thank you very much. That is Phil Gelman, who is GOAL's Latin America Regional Director. 53106 if you want to reach us, or 087-1400-106. The former will cost you 30 cents. The latter, of course, on WhatsApp being...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.